and Bill to sing Live and Let Live.
They tell me that you're going away. What makes you want to leave? You gave me your love and you gave me your vow. Now you're leaving me here to grieve. Live and live, don't break my heart. Don't leave me here to cry. I never could live if we should part.
Was a student at Colgate University at one time, and he studies the authentic music. At the festival here, I've
tell him about our fiddler too.
Right, I'll tell him about Gene. But
what nationality is?
Great. But for 7 years, I've planned a bluegrass music festival, and I've had it. And I wondered who I was going to ask, what is bluegrass music? Bill Monroe or Carter Stanley or Mack Wiseman or Clyde Moody or Don Reno or Red Smiley, who? I think I'd rather ask Pete Rowan than any man I know what bluegrass music is. Pete, I'm sincerely mean it. If you, Carlton Haney, Pete.
Smiling out.
Ask everyone I can.
No, you come. I'd like to talk with him a second, Bill, because he had some good. What do you think bluegrass music? We've been talking about it here for 3 days now. And express how can you tell bluegrass music, or what it does or what it is, bluegrass music?
Well, the best thing you can do is play music with Bill. And I guess the second best thing is buy all the records.
And that's bluegrass music. It can't be said. We've read books on it. We've written articles, as you've read in the paper and everything. We'd like to do a song that I was traveling with Bill Monroe, and Bobby Hicks recorded on a fiddle, the Roanoke piece. And he wrote it here in the city of Roanoke. And that's the reason it's called Roanoke. And Gene Lowinger, the new bluegrass fiddler of the country, is going to take over for all of them, and he is. Is going to play Roanoke for you and Bill Monroe.
Yeah.
this music is now being played by groups like the New York Ramblers. Is that true? The New York Ramblers and groups all over the world are now playing. I don't know if Ronnie Reno's on the grounds, Bill, but we wanted to mention his name too.
Yes, sir.
He's going to have to help carry it along.
Right.
He's a young boy. And all you young boys that want to learn to play it, if there's anything that we can do to help you carry the bluegrass story along, we'll do it. Next year, we will have another festival on Labor Day weekend, as we've had this year. Provided that all the artists will help me as they've done, and I'm sure they will. The great help from all of them, from Mac Wiseman, Carter, Don Reno, Clyde Moody. I know I'm going to leave out some, Carter and Ralph, Benny Martin, and all these boys. Here's the one that started it all in 1939. Here's the one that started it all in 1939. The Mule Skinner Blues.
Do you need another Mule Skinner? On your new mountain. How do they? Working on the railroad, darling, ain't food, hey, hi, hi. My little woman in town every Saturday night, you don't mind. How to lay, how to lay. Won't you bring that water around? If you don't like it, John, tell you what up. How to lay.
Bill Monroe, he's sung and done, he appreciates it. Take a bow, Bill, will you do that? Just take a bow for us. Gene, thank you, fellas. Y'all come on up and take a bow here, Bill. Come on up here and take a bow, if you will. Come on back, fellas, one more time. We'll do one more. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Sean. Do you need another Mule Skinner? Thank you.
John Henry was a little boy. You're a Hollywood, a palm of your hand. And his papa cried out his lonesome farewell. Son, gonna be a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Son, gonna be a steel driving man.
Thank you, neighbors. Bill Monroe has, they've sung a lot of bluegrass songs. Before you go, I'd like to say to all the people here, from around here and from out of state, I never met as many nicer folks, and I couldn't have had a better festival, not one fight, one bit of trouble. And to all of you, I hope you'll accept me. Bill Monroe and all the bluegrass boys, would you make them welcome? As we start our story every year, we ask everybody in the park, if they will, just stand still. All the children stand still. Everybody get quiet. We would like to have complete silence to where you could almost hear the tree leaves move. And this will be history in its making, because on this story we have some of the musicians who have never appeared before. So can we have everybody please be still and be quiet? Please, everybody, just stop walking wherever you are. Just stand for a minute, and we're going to do the music and the blues. Everybody will just be quiet, and everybody just stop walking and stand. If they do that for us, we would appreciate it. The song that was recorded in 1940 in Atlanta, Georgia, when Bill Monroe took the guitar and made the bluegrass run that started the music and the blues. And here now is Bill Monroe and the immortal song, The Music and the Blues.
My darling, I put a day high, high.
1989, you got my hand in it. Won't you bring that water around? If you don't like a job, said you want a bucket.
Bill Monroe has told me about the times that he used to go working in the fields in Kentucky and riding home with his uncle, behind his uncle riding on a mule. And I'm sure his first thoughts were hanging on and not falling off. But then after that, they would play the fiddle and he would listen to his uncle play. And the time came when he wrote a song about his uncle and the music. And it's called Uncle Pen. And I'm sure at the time that Bill Monroe was riding a mule, he never thought that he would provide a music that would be played by five instruments all over the world. The banjo was later added to his music, and I'm sure that when it was, and during the time that Bill Monroe was learning to play the mandolin and things, that he heard some of the older groups that played more of a straight country do things like John Hardy. So now here's Rule Yarborough, who now is will be one of the great banjo players in bluegrass music, featuring him on the banjo and John Hardy. ¶¶
Yes, that's right. And then the Billman's, we're skipping about because we got some things here we want to get in. You know, in the third weekend in June each year, Bill Monroe has his own Bluegrass Festival at Bean Blossom, Indiana. And he started it, and it's a great festival. And I have the one here along with John Miller, and then we have the one in North Carolina, and there's lots of others. But to carry on bluegrass music and carry on that festival in Indiana, and a young man that in his own right has become a part of country, bluegrass music, and will be the one who will carry it on someday. Let's make welcome singing the first record that he made for the Decca Record people, and his first solo song, James Monroe, singing I Haven't Seen Mary in Years.
While walking one day in the country, I saw a gathering crowd. And as my footsteps drew me closer, I could smell the sweet fragrance of life. It looked like a family reunion. Had my eyes not counted the tears. And an old man said by a grace, I haven't seen many in years. Hold in my hand and leave me. Leave me away from here. I just brought these flowers for Mary. First married, we had such plans for our child. But for no reason I started rambling. Like the four winds I just ran wild. If I could live my life over, I'd bring Mary's tears. Now she's gone where she'll never need me. Just brought these flowers for Mary. I haven't seen Mary. Then the old man left the graveyard. But through all his shame, his son he did not recognize.
Hold my hand and leave me away from here.
How could I know it was mama?
I haven't seen mama in
That's James Monroe. We have an announcement, and then we'll do a fiddle number, a yield selection. Since this check is for over $100, it's been found and brought to us, and we'll be glad to return it to the owner if they will bring some identification. And it's a check that's been found for quite a considerable amount of money. And I think that I didn't even get the young man's name, but that's a tribute to all you people here at the festival. It's great to have a festival, and behavior that y'all have given us here for 3 days means more to us than you could ever know. But if the person who has lost the check, and it is for over $100, so would they bring us some identification, we'd be glad to give it to the people. It is, it's a check on this, on the Suburban Trust Company of Hyattsville, Maryland. So will they, anybody bank sale? Now, to end our bluegrass story, is one of the greatest fiddle players that bluegrass music will ever have. He's been with Bill Monroe as long as any fiddle player, and today you would have to say, because he is with Bill Monroe and active, that he is the top bluegrass fiddle player in the country today. Would you make welcome into the story Mr. Kenny Baker and his violin? That's the tone you want, Kenny. Right. And that's the Monroe's hornpipe.
Right.
That's the Monroe's hornpipe. And that's the tone you want on the fiddle. That's great fiddle. In fact, a year ago, when this band got together, of course, a lot of you that heard them said, you know, but it's proved my point. The only man you can learn bluegrass from is this man. He's made these boys into one of the great bands, and in another few months, they're going to be one of the great bands. And Rule, you've really done a fine job on them. You really have. I don't know this boy's name, Bill.
Skip Payne is a young bluegrass
boy. Skip, where are you from?
Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan. That's the first Detroiter we've had. Welcome to our bluegrass story, and I hope you've enjoyed it. From Detroit, Michigan, Skip Payne, who's the new bluegrass boy. Let's give them a hand as they get to take a break now. Thank you. We'll see you later, Kenny. And y'all, Rule, you'll have to stay around and play after the next little set with the others. But right now, let's go back to when Bill Monroe was 12 and 14 years old and playing for square dances and listening to the Grand Ole Opry and hearing Uncle Dave Macon and the Fruit Jar Drinkers and the Gully Jumpers in the 20s and bring out some boys to represent the younger part of his life when he was learning to play. From Freeze, Virginia, the Wilson brothers and Joanne from Freeze, Virginia. Would you make them welcome in our story? Welcome, boys. I'm sure that if they'd have been these instruments around at the time, that there would have been a band in Kentucky, and Bill Monroe would have been in it. But they're representing the young part when he was learning to play. We'll start out with a fiddle number. What's your name?
J.B. Prince.
J.B. Prince. Okay, J.B., where are you from?
High Point, North Carolina.
High Point, North Carolina. Here's J.B. Prince to represent some of the first fiddle music that Bill Monroe heard. Ready? Thank you, JB. You want that lowered? Okay. Boys, get that hum out. Don't move the sound on me now. My ears will really go haywire here. During the time that... can we do roll? Is that next? I'm sure during the time that Bill and his brother Charlie were learning songs together and became a famous duet in the country music field and the old-timey music, that they was learning songs like Roll On Buddy Roll On. Can you do that one? Okay, here's Roll On Buddy Roll On. Representing some of the instrumental songs that Bill Monroe recorded. Rudy Lyle was the picker on a song, and Bill Monroe played the mandolin on a song that I remember hearing on a 78 record. We had a wind-up player, and it was one of the first records that I paid attention to because of the banjo being so predominant in it, and it was pretty fast. The White House Blues.
Ready?
Huh?
He is.
Oh, all right. He's going to sing. Okay.
Okay.
McKinley, McKinley Squad. Doc said, McKinley, I can't find the call. You're bound to die. You're bound to die. Doc told the horse to throw down the rein. He said to the horse, you got to outrun the train from Buffalo to Washington. Doc come a-running and took off his specs. He said, Mr. McKinley, better cash in your check. You're bound to die. You're bound to die. Roosevelt in the White House, he's doing his best. McKinley's in the graveyard, he's taking his rest. He's gone for a long time.
Man, you got it, didn't you? Now, I'm sure I've been told in talking with Bill Monroe that the church music played a big part into the music that he heard and influenced the later on. Here to do a quartet representing the gospel music and the times that Bill Monroe went to church with his mother and listening to the gospel singing are the Wilson brothers and Joanne to sing Light at the River.
It's down by the riverside. There's a light at the river, a light at the river. There's a light at the river I can see. My Lord will stand and hold in his hand a light at the river for me. To that deep silent river we will one day come, and we'll cross the waters wide. But they'll carry us away to the rents of the day, to our homes on the other side. There's a light at the river, a light at the river. There's a light at the river I can see. My Lord will stand and hold his hand, a light at the river for me. Many dear ones gather safe before the throne, in their wings in the misty night. They have crossed over deep where they do not sleep, to their homes on the other side. There's a light at the river, a light at the river. There's a light at the river I can see. My Lord will stand and hold in his hand a light at the river for me.
Where is Mr. Wilson? Is he back there? Is he backstage? Well, you just don't know what the work that goes into taking the kids.